Hello everybody and welcome to the Game Hour podcast. My name's Drew.
And I'm Aztec.
Certainly is. And this is a podcast about I don't know. We just wanted to do one. We talk sometimes. So we just thought...
I do it a lot.
He does it a lot. He does it more than me, I think. But yeah, we're just a couple of streamers. We'll get into all that in a little bit. But we for a long time, have wanted to do some joint project. We were thinking about playing games together for YouTube and Twitch and things like that. But it's a little bit difficult with our schedules. So we thought, why not? We'll do a podcast. The podcast will be good. Because honestly, if you just like listening to people talk about crap, potentially games sometimes, potentially Twitch sometimes. Hopefully a bit more than what we might do, because we have tried recording this before, haven't we, Aztec?
Oh, yeah. It was like 4 hours down the drain or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours. We tried this months ago, and we recorded a three-hour podcast, and then when watching the video back, we don't know why, for some reason, there was audio issues where Aztec couldn't be heard at all, and my voice was cutting in and out. So this is our second attempt at a podcast. Hopefully.
It was good content as well. It was like 3 a.m.
Was it
prime time content? After
was it though? Well, okay. So, so the idea for the podcast came around because we were just laughing and talking about nonsense, and we thought, you know what, we should get this stuff recorded. So, but then when we actually recorded, I feel like it started funny, and then it maybe dwindled into like personal beliefs about ghosts and crazy, just crazy.
Well, ghosts
nonsense.
Is quite good because we're recording this around Halloween time.
You
know, we could make it a spoopy.
Spoopy. Podcast. Yeah, I'll throw some little graphics in somewhere for the YouTube. I know people who are listening won't be able to see. Maybe. If I've got time, I don't know. It's a lot of editing. I wanted this to be as smooth as possible.
I'm just here to talk. Drew does all the work.
Well.
Flat out.
Well.
I'm the Jar Jar Binks of this podcast.
Oh, that's really selling yourself short, buddy. That really is.
Jesus. Comedic effect, not hated character.
Like, and honestly,
Jar Jar
like
Jar Jar gets way.
I will apologize. I apologize. That is no offense to the person who played the character, because he is not to blame for that character. I think he did the best with the character he was given.
I don't think Jar Jar was that bad a character.
I can see why some people who are a bit older would hate it. I was still very young when Episode 1 came out. Like, I was a fan of Star Wars already, but I was still in primary school when Episode 1 came out, and I was very excited to see it. And so I didn't really too much of a problem with it, but I can see why people who are, like, older and really into the franchise might have really hated it.
I can see why people hate them, but at the same time, I love the prequels. The prequels are so good. Mm. I know that might be a bit of an unpopular opinion, but I really like the Revenge of the Sith.
I was going to say Episode 3. Oh yeah, man,
it's so good.
It might
and
be.
I enjoy Hayden Christensen as well. I think he did an amazing job.
Upon reflection, I think that maybe the fight between Obi-Wan and Anakin may have been a bit OTT, but
I don't know,
it's
man.
Still enjoyable to watch.
It was like the whole, like, everything was building up to that. You know?
I think I think it's just when you compare it with A New Hope or just Star Wars, however you want to call it, like Episode 4. When you compare it with the fight scene between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, it just seems so completely different kind of fighting style.
They did there's a fan remake of that fight. I can't remember what it's called.
Yes,
it's
I've
really
seen it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah, mm-hmm, it's good. That would be cool.
That is cool. They tried to basically kind of get a middle ground between Episode 3's fight and Episode 4's fight, so that it kind of seemed like it wasn't as... Like, it just didn't seem like a couple of old people kind of like...
Tapping tips.
The quality of the stream has already plummeted. Thank you so much, Aztec.
That's what they were doing. They were tapping tips of their swords.
Yeah.
It's just, look, I've got a little knife because I was eating a bagel before. It's just like a little...
Well, I'm glad you're using a knife and nothing else. Thanks, buddy. I'm glad it didn't go that far down.
It could have been my selfie stick.
It could have been a selfie stick. Could have been a selfie stick.
To be fair, though, that kind of, for lack of a better phrase, tip touching, is like basic in Kendo.
For those of you guys who are listening and not watching, you can go and watch this on YouTube. And currently, right now, when he says, you know, for another comparison, he's got his two index fingers, and he's just slapping them together.
this kind of, if me fingers are like two swords, if their tips are just like crossed like this, this is such a basic thing in kendo, and you feel each other's blades before somebody strikes it. I mean, I've done kendo for a long time.
Yeah.
And looking at it from that, and knowing that they based a lot of the swordplay on kendo in like the prequels and in some of the original trilogy as well, that it's fair, it's legit. It is kind of kendo-y, but at the same time, proper kendo, as much as I enjoy watching like kendo bouts and stuff like that, if you don't do kendo, it can be kind of weird to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you don't understand like the way behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, on reflection, it's bad for cinema.
Yeah, yeah. So probably a good thing to talk about is, because this is our first podcast, well, our second attempt, but first podcast actually being released, fingers crossed, everything goes okay with the recording. A little bit about ourselves. Do you want to start? Tell me a little bit about you, and then I'll tell everyone about, me.
Yeah, so I'm a Twitch streamer. My name on Twitch is Aztec Ocelotl, but I just go by Aztec.
And I'll pop a little icon up there for people who are watching visually. So twitch.tv/AztecOcelot with an L at the end.
Yeah, so it's Ocelotl. Where that comes from, I'll just go through that very briefly. Aztec was a former nickname. Ocelotl is the Aztec word for an elite warrior. So I was kind of bigging myself up there, but that's where that came from. I don't know why I didn't go for Ocelot, but I just didn't. And now it's stuck. So this is where we're at.
And I tell you guys, it takes some time getting used to typing it. I'm telling you that.
I am a variety streamer, so I stream a lot of things. Mostly things like Destiny or Rainbow Six, things like that. Whatever I feel like, basically, at the moment we're doing Prince of Persia. I'm in Newcastle, same as Drew. We're both in Newcastle, and we're obviously that's in the UK. So
yeah. A little bit about me. I go by Drew, full name Andrew. Well, not obviously full name. I'm not going to give you my surname. I'm not going to give that information out there. So name's Andrew. I go by Drew. I also stream on Twitch. I also do a gaming blog. Well, it's called Gaming Blog, but it's basically just set up posts on Instagram, which is down as /Drewavand. So that's Drew, AVAND. On Twitch, I go by Let's Drew This. Great name, I know. Thank you so much. Round of applause for me. Well, it wasn't even me. It wasn't even my idea, so I'm not going to go into that. It wasn't even my idea. I do like to give credit to the person who came up with it, but I'm not going to go into that right now. But I mainly stream Sea of Thieves, and I used to do YouTube content, which was variety content, so Let's Plays, blogs, and stuff like that. And I'm looking to get back into that and play some of the games like Among Us, etc. But yeah, if you want to join me on Twitch, it is twitch.tv/Let's Drew This, and I stream Sea of Thieves, so hopefully you're a Sea of Thieves fan. If not, hopefully you can check out YouTube, which will be the same, I think. It's Let's Drew This. Just search Let's Drew This. Yeah. So yeah, that's a bit about us. We both work day jobs. Well, I would say day jobs. Aztecs could range anywhere from day to night.
Yeah.
And
just like 48 hours a week.
Yeah, but we're looking to break into the content creator scene. We've gotten a pretty good start. We're doing pretty well. We've got a fantastic community of people on both sides. And we've got like a community in the middle, which is Royalty RGB, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. They're a fantastic sport for community, and we'll go into that a little bit later as well, hopefully.
We can finish with that, maybe.
Yeah, we can finish with that one. So that's a little bit about us. I am from Sunderland, but don't hate me for it. But I currently reside in Newcastle because it is the better, more interesting city to live in. I'm very anti-tribalist, so I don't I'm not very patriotic or whatever you want to call it. I don't think my country is the best country. I also don't like to refer to it as my country. It's just a place. It was just a part of the map that I was born on, and it should mean nothing, but it does, unfortunately, to some people. So, yeah.
Well, we can go into a whole thing about that. I mean, it's dangerous territory, right? I think being proud of where you come from is fine, as long as you're accepting as to how that place evolves over time. You know, so it's okay to be proud. Like, you can say like, I enjoy being American, or I enjoy being Chinese or whatever. You can, because that's kind of proud of your heritage and where you've came from. But at the same time, not to the point of an extremist view of certain people. So you can say, yes, I'm proud to be British, even though
I don't
proud to be British, because that includes Scotland.
That we differ there, then. I don't.
So yeah,
don't.
So I like, you know, British is I enjoy being British, you know, but yeah, there are other issues to do with that, which which we're not going to get into. I don't think we need to turn it into a political thing. But
No.
I think you can be proud as to where you're from and not agree to certain other things personally.
I listened to a podcast. I don't know if you keep up to date, Aztec, or anybody out there keeps up to date on the podcast for Hat Films. I think one of the more
recently.
No, but one of the more recent ones, they talk about that, and Alex Smith, who is a guy where I've sometimes disagreed on his points of view. I can understand his points of view, but sometimes, not always, sometimes disagree with. But he went into tribalism, and you know what? I 100% agree with everything he said. He said a fantastic, almost quotable. In fact, I would say it was probably quotable. I nearly went to social media. I know it's not really a big thing for me, just being a small influencer. But I nearly went to social media and quoted something he said, or clipped a part of it and put it out there, which was very much just, I just 100% agreed on his stand. His viewpoint of tribalism, and what he said were just so hit me, and I was kind of like, this guy is right, this guy is so right. And it's basically about how it's just about where you're born. Like, you shouldn't feel like it could have literally been it's just a roll of dice where you're born, basically, is what I try to say. It's like a roll of dice where you're born and stuff like that, and that therefore should make no impact on, like, your views of the world, and like how people think and all, like, you know, like when people are like, oh, let's make America great again, and it, like you say, like you said, it gets a bit too much, and you know, like, it kind of provokes racism and stuff like that. And I just, whatever Alex said, I can't remember what it is now. It was quotable. I will find that again and probably clip it. But honestly, I love what he said about it. It's just like, it makes sense. Like, I don't believe that it matters where at all I was born. At all, and I don't know why me being born in the UK should make me want to love the UK, because it's just a piece of land.
You don't owe the place where you've born any loyalty or allegiance through just being born there.
I just think the world belongs to everybody.
What I was referencing is the appreciation for the culture of the place you were born.
Oh, okay, culture. Okay.
Which is different. Which is where I was crossing a wire a bit. But yeah, Smith is. I enjoy watching Smith. I enjoy watching Hat Films a lot. I really like Smith because he's not afraid to give his opinion, and his opinions are usually well thought out.
Exactly.
It's not just like what I would do sometimes, and just say a load of words. He has a good handle on what he's talking about.
And absolutely.
Even if he's not an expert on the situation, he'll let that be known. And he'll put his opinion across. And if he's wrong, if one of the other guys, like Trot or somebody, says something that suddenly changes his opinion, he's like, all right, yeah, fair enough. He'll accept that.
But he did that about
an open mind even after.
Exactly. Because he did that about, and he actually goes into that in the most recent podcast. He actually went into about how he, during the Black Lives Matter, I mean, it's still going on. Obviously, like, racism, like, never ends, so our fight against racism should never end. But obviously, when it was, like, at its peak, like, to be, like, being talked about, Black Lives Matter, he basically disagreed that it made any difference at all for him to post on social media about it. But then when I was listening, this is one of the things I was listening, and I goes, while it may not, it also may. And you shouldn't, considering that you are what I would say is Hat Films are big content creators, influencers.
Yeah, they've got a platform. Yeah,
and they've got a platform, they've got a big following. I disagreed, and I felt like even if he could get the attention of a couple of people and change their way of thinking, or maybe they look up to him and maybe think, oh, you know, he cares about this, I'm going to care about it too. That matters. And I think he reaffirms, because I think Trot disagreed with him. Chris Trot disagreed with him. And I think he basically confirms that Trot was actually right. And he does accept that, like, maybe he might have the wrong opinion. And it takes like one person to maybe convince them that, you know, and he does say that it probably was best for him to post out on social media about it, because he realized that while it may not do a great impact, it might just do just something. So I agree with that. He does, like, I feel like the more time goes on, I used to relate to the other members. I used to relate to Ross and Trot a lot more, but now I feel like I relate a bit more to Smith, like a lot more than I used to, and the others now, I think. Because we've all made mistakes, and we've all done things and had certain ways of thinking, and then maybe over time those ways of thinking have thought, and I think it's just about improving yourself.
Where it's like, when am I going to make a difference? I can't post something that's going to change the world. It's not about changing the world all in one post. It's about affecting 1 to 20 people who go on and, you know, it's, I mean, we can use an analogy for a transmission of a disease the way we are right now. If I put out a post and I change 2 people's minds about something, and then those 2 people talk to a group of friends and they convince 2 of their mates that, oh, actually, yeah, that is the right way, then that goes on and on. You know, there's a knock-on effect to things.
Like a snowball.
You know, yeah, exactly. So
it's like dominoes.
Even if you only reach one person, you've reached one person. That's the world a little bit brighter. So you've got to kind of try and change the world for the better, one thing at a time. Not necessarily one person, but by one bit. And that's one of those things that I think everybody should try and do. Doesn't need to be about big issues either. Like, one of the big things, like we mentioned me doing Kendo before, one of the big things about Bushido is at the end of every day, you should leave the world a better place than when you woke up.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's just, I don't know, helping the old lady across the street, or, you know, cutting somebody a break or something like, you know, something that'll make the world better every day.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. When I'm streaming, I get quite a few people. Every now and again, I'm not gonna try and make it sound like I'm really big-headed, like inflated about this. Because loads of people basically, not loads, but like quite a few people turn around and say that I'm like a nice guy and like really wholesome and stuff like that. And
I'd agree with that.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. You're an asshole, but okay. No, I'm joking. you're a good dude. At the core, you're a good dude. You have good moral compass.
That's my problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
but
what I
don't protest, is that the right word? Protest? No.
We'll find out when you finish the sentence,
buddy. I can't remember. Basically, I'm not going to try and use words if I don't feel I'm using them in the right context. But basically, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I am a good person. All I can say is because I'm only human and I do make mistakes. And sometimes, we've discussed, I have viewpoints, which may be not, I would say, like, right. And I would, over time, maybe look back and go, okay, maybe I shouldn't have thought that way. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. But all I like to live by and try and urge other people to live by is just try to be a better person. Even if you fail... Because God knows, I'm 32 years old now, and if I look back, I'm pretty sure there's probably quite a few people you could talk to who really don't like me. I would say some of them are completely unwarranted. I've known some crazy people in my past. They're probably unwarranted, and it's their views of me are warped by their own like sensibilities and stuff like that. So, but I would say that there are probably some people I have wronged in the past and some things that I've done in the past, and I often think back to them, and I get lost in those memories, and I probably start to blush because I realize, like, when I look back, how bad it was I did, but not like I've never done anything super seriously bad, but like maybe I was just like a bit of a dickhead or something like that, and I was like, I wish I hadn't been that way. I should go back and change it. But it's not about going back and changing it. It's about learning from that mistake and trying to do better. So while people turn around and say, oh, you know, you're a good person, stuff like that, it's like, well, I can't say I'm a good person. All I can say is I try to be the best person I can be. And I think that's all, because otherwise you turn out like Ellen DeGeneres, who likes to proclaim that they're a fantastic, wonderful human being, and evidently they turn out to be quite the opposite, because anybody who says they are a good person probably isn't. Yep.
I'm the best person that's ever been. Ask my family.
I think anybody who says they are a good person, anyone who's adamant that they are a good person, likely are not. But I think it's... I think those who people
trying to convince either themselves others, or
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's not about being a good person. It's about growth. You make mistakes. Yeah. You grow up with certain people. They tell you a certain thing. And when you're young, you accept certain things. You know, that's just the way people grow up. And you could grow up maybe thinking, maybe having racism as part of your character. And then, or maybe even like an anti-immigration policy as part of your character. No matter how strong, like you could be just a little bit, it could be like fanatical. But then as you grow and you leave those people and you learn more about the world you live in, you might have posted on, this is what really annoys me about cancel culture, but I'll get into that in a second. You know, you might have posted something and then you grow and you apologize and you move on and you become a better person. You make sure it's not done and you try and convince other people not to do things like that either.
Yeah.
The problem I had with cancel culture, I know it's a bit of a tangent, is when they look through people's tweets from like 10 years ago.
And
they see somebody made like a racist or sexist or homophobic comment years and years ago, and then they cancel that person now. That person now is not the same person they were 10 years ago.
Potentially not. Yes, I would like to say, I would like to think they're not. Some people don't change. Even if they've become
more racist or more homophobic or more sexist, they're still not the same person. My point is, if you go back on like 10 years ago and try to cancel somebody for one tweet, if you go through all their tweets and you only find one homophobic or something slur 10 years ago, and you bring it up now, if, you know, there are ways to tell. You know, if somebody's homophobic, you can tell, right? Because you mention something and they'll go off on about it.
Yeah.
But certain people, a lot of people, will cancel people in this new cancel culture. They'll cancel people who have grown from their past self, who have realized that thing. You know, you can't, you know, deleting Facebook posts, deleting tweets from like years and years and years ago is, you can't go through your life. You can delete your Twitter account and start again. But, you know, it's, you can't expect everybody to do that. And I think...
Yeah, like James Gunn is is a good person to kind of bring to the forefront of that, because obviously he is by, from what we see, he's not a bad person, but I think in the past he'd made some, like, I would say satirical tweets. I'm obviously can't really remember the full story. Some satirical tweets that were not true, because if they were true, it would imply that he was a pedophile, and I don't think that was what he was trying to say. He was trying to mock something else. But people brought those tweets up from back then, and he ended up being fired by Disney and stuff like that. And it's, but like you can kind of get the sense that he doesn't post like that anymore on social media.
It lacked context as well.
Yeah.
10 years out of context, that it could have been a joke. It could be, you know, you might have just had like your close friends on there.
Yeah, yeah. The tweets he replied to might have been deleted. Anything like that, you know. So. Yeah. Like, it's just one of those things where this was like so many years ago now, and people were using it against him, and he got fired from Disney, and it was just a bit ridiculous. Obviously, he's now been rehired to direct Guardians 3, which is great, because the first two movies were fantastic. The
first two movies were great. This is the risk we take by being in a public forum, isn't it? I mean, like I say, we're not big. It would be nice to be somewhat recognized for me. I mean, I know you've got bigger plans than I do.
Yeah.
It would be nice to be somewhat recognizable in some way, shape, or form in the future. For my content creation. For me, it's not as big a risk. I'm not too, like, you know me and trolls.
It's not as big a risk for me because I haven't done anything wrong in my life.
No, it's not. That's not what I meant to say. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know me and trolls. It's one of those things where...
insert hate is going to hate meme right now.
It's one of those things where a lot of... I mean, as a small streamer, when trolls come in, I tell them to f*** off. If you don't want to watch a channel, don't f***ing watch a channel.
You know, I'm going to be bleeping out these F-words, by the way.
If I had that one, remember that one stream I had where that one guy came in and was like, you're a crap streamer. And I just looked at the camera and I went, f*** off, go watch somebody else. Nobody's making you stay here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did, you know, and everybody else in chat was absolutely fine with it.
Everyone, just to know that was me. No, I'm joking, I'm kidding. I jumped into Connor's stream and I said something which he knows was a joke, but it was kind of like, I think he said something about he's not very good at the game, and I said, so wait, you're not very good at the game and you're not very entertaining to watch, so why the hell are you doing this? But it was only a joke, because honestly, like, it's the great streams to watch. They've got some great content.
I appreciate that. I've lost my train of thought now. What was I saying?
I'm trying to lighten the mood, because I feel like already in our very first podcast. I feel like already in our very first podcast, we wanted this to be and giggles, basically. You want to be like, there's lots of laughs, and we've immediately gone to very serious topics.
So what games? Let's just knock it on the head.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if anybody wants to come back to these topics, we'll come back to it. We're probably going to end up going there ourselves, because that's what happens.
Get the comments on YouTube, and we'll, you know, if there's comments, we'll have a look at them and see if we can talk about things next time.
Oh, that's a good question, actually. It's a good question. Like, whose channel are we going to post this on? That's a good question.
We'll deal with that later. You can put the link up. Because we need to.
We need to decide where we're going to put this.
Yeah, this is
before we end the podcast, I think.
We'll do that later. We could just make a new YouTube channel.
We could.
And then, like, we both just have the password.
I mean, who? I don't want to say my channel. I don't want to say,
because you want to do your own YouTube stuff. I'm thinking about doing my own YouTube stuff as well.
Yeah. So new channel. Okay, right, guys. So we've shared our links to this, but we're also gonna share. We're also gonna make probably a Game Hour podcast YouTube channel. In fact, let's just make it just Game Hour channel, because me and Aztec were going to make content together, and I think we probably still could. And while it would be nice for us to post, stuff on our own individual channels when we do stuff together, it might be just a good idea that when we are just playing games and we make content together, is to put it on our own channel. So yeah, like,
and if there is a big market, if there is a big demand, if there is some demand for that,
if there's some sort of demand, yeah,
then we can do our collaboration stuff more often. And stuff.
The reason
we were going to do it together, the reason we didn't is because I decided I was going to go and live in Japan again. Then this Corona stuff happened. So
yeah,
it's, you know,
okay, so yeah, we'll make a Game Hour YouTube channel and you guys can catch it out there, and what we'll do is we'll just promote it on our own YouTube channels to try and get people to go there,
Instagram stories and things like that.
Cool. Okay, that's decided. So anyway, yes, games.
What games are you looking forward to in the next few months, buddy?
What games am I looking forward to? I've got absolutely nothing. Pre-ordered? So here's one of the benefits of finding a game like Sea of Thieves that I really enjoy streaming is that it prevents me from doing what I've always done, which is get an insanely large wish list on Steam and a just as large library of games when they become on sale that I never play. So my list on Steam of games I already own is quite staggering, and the amount of games in there that I haven't played or barely played is equally as staggering. So the good thing about having Sea of Thieves is that I've got a wish list still, but I don't really proceed to purchase anything. Unless it's on the spot, like Among Us, I'm going to play it with friends. Okay, we're going to play this together in the next few minutes. I'll go buy it and we'll play it.
Yeah. Things like Phasmophobia and things like that.
At the moment, if I'm honest, I don't really know. I really want to see Cyberpunk 2077. I really want to see Cyberpunk. But how long it's going to be after its release till I actually play it, I've got no idea. Yeah,
I have Cyberpunk pre-ordered and I've got Valhalla pre-ordered.
Oh god, I really want to play Valhalla. Yeah, Valhalla. Yeah. I kind of want to play Valhalla, but the problem is, and I know I don't think you necessarily need to play the other Assassin's Creed games to play, because I feel like now they're standalone now pretty much every time they come out.
I think so. Yeah, I think there is a little bit of overarching story that you can kind of recognize if you have played the other ones.
But I haven't played The last one I played was, I played about an hour or 2 hours of Unity. And prior to that, it was Revelations. And Revelations,
a lot of people didn't like Revelations. I really liked it.
I wouldn't say I disliked it. I didn't finish it, but I played a lot of it. And I think the reason is because I absolutely blasted through 1, 2, Brotherhood, Black Flag. And I think if I'm on... Oh, no, Black Flag came out after Revelations, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Black Flag is the last one I played, which I think for me was like one of the best ones I played at all. And prior to that, I loved Brotherhood. And I think the problem with Revelations is that I'd already burnt out, I think, on playing Assassin's Creed games. And the only reason why I played Black Flag was because it was very different with having the naval battle stuff.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. So I think I just burnt out. But I've been obviously... The games have changed so much since Unity, and probably Syndicate. I think Syndicate and Unity were probably quite similar.
Syndicate was really good. Unity wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed the story, but the game didn't run very well, buddy.
Right, so, okay, yeah.
It was like the first one on the next-gen consoles, though, so I think they were trying to do a little bit extra, and it just didn't.
I think Origins mixed it up, though, didn't it? Like, Origins
mixed it up.
And then every game since that's been a bit more like Origins and less like the old ones. Yeah.
A bit more hack.
RPG elements, like a lot more
weapons,
yeah.
And then I played Odyssey, obviously, that was really good. The only thing I didn't like is when you assassinate somebody and it took off like a chunk of health, like it did a crit rather than like killing them. I enjoyed the old assassins where you could just like literally go up,
land on a dude and
destroy them. Like I didn't want the option of having to fight them. It was like, if I went to a high area, it was full of guards and things like that, you know, if I f***ed up then I died, that was it. In Odyssey, if you stab him, you've got to do a fight afterwards, and it's just like, that's not why I play Assassin's Creed. I want to assassinate people. It's Assassin's Creed. Some people have that play style where they do want to beat the shit out of everybody. That's absolutely fine. But apparently they've brought back like one-hit assassinations in Valhalla. And
oh, that's good.
I'm a big Viking
Funny you should mention Vikings. I know we're drifting away from games again here, but I was browsing because you send me TikToks every now and again.
Every night.
And exactly, it's pretty regular. That was me just split
down. About 2 o'clock in the morning, who gets TikToks?
I just wake up in the morning and it says, "Oh, Aztec sent me a message on Messenger." That's normally unusual.
I used to send them on TikTok, but you never look at TikTok. So
no, exactly. Like I don't really want to know. I need to get back into TikTok. But anyway, that's straying away from what I was going to say. So. The Vikings thing. I stopped watching Vikings. I've tried to get back into it because I've lost interest. Ragnar was the only thing that I think really kept me interested. Yeah. And now that he's not there, I've just slowly become less interested. And then I think it was season 5 that came out early in the year, I think, or something, mm-hmm. or maybe like last year.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been able to get back into it. But what I did is after you sent me a thing, I just got to go browsing. And there's some people out there, some really cool dudes who kind of like, they get dressed up as Vikings and I don't know where they live exactly or whether they like do this for tourism, but they seem to be English speaking dudes, but they like get dressed up as Vikings and they like do axe throwing and stuff like that. And I was looking at a dude and I was kind of like, because I've been thinking about growing my hair out, as me and my fiance have been thinking about having my hair grow out. I grew it out during lockdown, but then I got it cut off and I'm thinking about growing it out again. And I said to people at my workplace that I was about growing it out, and they turned around and remarked on my receding hairline, which really, I said, it hasn't really changed that much over the years. I get what you're coming from, but I'm now 32 years old, and my hairline hasn't receded that much if I look back at pictures from when I was like in my early 20s. So it's kind of like, okay. And then I saw these dudes with like long hair and they have like parts of them braided, as you do, the Vikings kind of look.
Awesome, doesn't it?
And I was looking at one dude and he, like me, had a really high forehead with like a bit of like a widow's peak going on. And I was like, but he still pulls off that look. And
yeah,
I was like,
I think people look at receding hairlines and think too much about it. It's just like,
yeah, yeah. So like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to grow my beard out and I'm going to grow my hair out and I'm going to like have a bit of, I'm going to have a bit of a Viking look, I think. I think I'm going to roll for a Viking look.
Yeah, do that.
I can pull it off.
I nearly did that. I was thinking about doing that when I was in Japan last, when I was teaching there.
Yeah.
I joked with my manager.
In Japan?
I was going to get it.
All right, when you came back. All right.
I was joking with my manager. I was like, I'm going to get my hair cut like this. And my manager was like, no, you can't.
Oh, exactly. When I thought you said in Japan, I was like, do you really want to go for that look while in Japan?
I was joking. I was going to do it in Japan with my manager.
She
was like, you can't do that. You can't teach with the hair like that. I was like, why not? It's like Viking. And they were like, which caused some confusion because Viking is the word for all you could eat in Japanese. Like you go to a Viking restaurant. A Viking restaurant means all you can eat, and I was like, "What?"
Did you know this? I don't know why I've even gone into this, but yeah, the word brave actually stems from savage. Is it savage? I think is it savage? Is the word brave savage? I'm sure it does. I'm sure I saw somebody comment. I'm sure I read about this. I think brave. I think maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure I heard this. I'm sure I watched something about this. I'm sure that it stems from the word savage. I think you're gonna look it up, aren't you?
Yeah.
UK. Brave origins. The word brave origin of the word. Yeah. We'll see. Like, while Aztec, I'm gonna try and fill out the time while Aztec Googles this.
Right, because I know the word etymology. Right.
Yeah. Filling out the time.
First appeared in English in the late 15th century from Middle French, brave, splendid, valiant, which itself came from the Italian bravo for bold, or Spanish bravo for courageous, untamed, savage. It is possibly based on the Latin barbarus. Yeah, so I mean, like, in Spanish it also meant savage.
Right, okay. Okay, well, somewhere along there, I learned something that may or may not be accurate.
Kind of
learned something.
See, you're right, but also not. You know?
Yeah, I was right, but not right. That is just classic me.
Yeah.
Right, but not right.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But anyway. We talked about games that we're interested in playing. You said Valhalla, so we'll get back to that.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you're interested in playing? Because I tell you what, buddy, I really want to play loads more Among Us.
Like, Among Us is good. I've been playing that a lot though, with some other mates as well.
I get no invite to these.
Yes, remember when I've sent you things online? I've said Among Us, and you haven't answered.
Oh wait, no way. Yeah, I was just accusing. Yeah. I'm kind of sus. I'm kind of sus. I'm accusing Aztec of things, and I'm completely lying. He has been sending me invites to these things. But Aztec kept sending me invites to these things, and I was like, oh, Among Us, loads of people are talking about it. I didn't really get a chance to watch any content on it, so I was kind of looking at it, and I was going, I don't know, I love 2D art style, but I don't know something about this game. I'm just not really interested in it, and I just don't think I'm going to be interested in it. And then I think just like a few of us got together and decided we're going to play one evening, and boy, oh, but no, that's it. No, sorry. I started watching Mr. Fruit and Hat Films.
I love Mr. Fruit.
I started watching Mr. Fruit and Hat Films play it, right? And I cannot stop watching their videos on Among Us. And then I decided, okay, I really want to play this. And then we played it, and we played it one evening, and I was like, I could have played that, like, literally until the sun came up, like the next day.
You could have been playing it for weeks, like me, but no.
But yeah, exactly. So all this time, I've been getting invited to play Among Us, and I've been like, no, I don't think I'm really going to enjoy it that much. And then in the end...
The game's been out for 2 years, you know.
Yeah, but I think it's only people
it's
really.
Not even a new game.
I think it got viral. It went viral because some bigger streamers and content creators started playing it, so it went viral kind of thing. And now loads of people are playing it. But hey, honestly, fantastic game. If you guys don't know what Among Us is, honestly, either go watch Mr.
I've had people in the restaurant order food with their phone and then play Among Us on their phone while they're waiting for food to arrive.
So that's the amazing thing about this game, okay, guys, is you can play it on PC or you can play it on your phone. And on the phone, it is free. On the PC, it's only £3.99 here in the UK. So it's like, for what you get from it, it's not much to pay on the PC. Yeah. And the fact you get it for free on your phone is
bought a pet. So I bought a little pet thing. I was like, you know, this game's good. I think they deserve a little bit of extra cash for this game. Most people play it on the mobile for free, right? So I was like, look at.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to probably buy little baby Drew kind of thing that's going to sit in my head and stuff like that, you know. Honestly, the game is absolutely fantastic. And if you guys don't know, honestly, go watch Mr. Fruit or Hat Films play it. I definitely see Mr. Fruit's probably my job. Or Sips, any of those people.
I think Sips plays with Hat Films a lot, to be honest.
But to give you guys a little rough down, a little rundown of what the game,
through, ladies and gents.
What the rundown of the game is basically you are all in this like kind of space station. You're all these little astronaut dudes. You can play up to 10 players, and you can play with either 1, 2, or 3 imposters. And those 1, 2, 3 imposters basically look exactly like you, and you've got to run around as a crewmate and try and accomplish tasks. And the way you win is to either vote off the imposters as you discover them, so it's like a mystery game, or you all complete your tasks before being killed by the imposters. So anytime an imposter kills a body and anyone comes across it, that person can report it, but also the imposters can self-report it and try and say that someone innocent did the killing. It's basically just a mystery game. It's a murder mystery game. But honestly, it's especially when you play with friends. I've never played with randoms.
I've never
heard
online. Like, friends on Discord is the way to go.
But
like,
friends, 100%. Playing with friends and talking on Discord and stuff, 100% the way to go. It's so good. It could also break friendships, though, I can imagine. I've seen when Mr. Fruit plays it, I think one of their friends rage quit in one of the videos. Rage quit, just left because they got so annoyed with the game and with the people they were playing with. But honestly, it's so much fun though. If you can get through it without falling out with your friends like we did, it's great. Great fun.
It's good.
Fun. I would honestly I'm so eager to make Among Us content right now because I just want to play that game, and the best way for me to do it is to basically make it into content as well. But it's like trying to get a set group of people together that can play it regularly to make enough content.
The next time I'm off, all my mates and we're all looking for like people to play, I'll get you in. I'll get you into the Discord.
When are you next off?
Saturday.
All day and night.
All Saturday and all Sunday.
Oh baby, maybe all Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. All Saturday and Sunday. I've worked all the way through the week, Monday, Friday. So
okay. Maybe we're gonna make some content. Our first foray into our new YouTube channel.
Hell yeah, we could. Yeah,
yep. I'll obviously do all the edits. No problem. It's a joke that we make because I in the past have done YouTube content and got lots of experience with video editing. Whereas Aztec at the moment hasn't got as much experience in video editing. So we always joke on that when we're going to make content together, that it's going to be, I'm going to do all the work. He's going to turn up for the recording and I'm going to do all the work after for the video editing. But
it's like the way Oasis used to make songs, where like one brother, I can't remember which way around it was, like sat and did all the music, all the lyrics. The other guy showed up, sang the lyrics and left. Like,
yeah.
Once he got the lyrics, and then they went back to doing songs, as to say.
Yeah. That sounds like a great segue. That sounds like a great segue when we're talking about someone coming in and then letting someone else do all the work. That sounds like a great segue. Talk about Royalty RGB. Because, and the reason why I'm saying this is actually more having a go at myself. Because when we started, when we went into lockdown, me and Aztec started making a lot more content for Instagram.
Yes.
And we came across a fantastic community called Royalty RGB, which has, there we go, Aztec is currently showing it off. I'll also put some little stuff on the screen for those people who are watching on YouTube, etc., to look at it. But they are a fantastic supportive community of tech enthusiasts, obviously specializing in RGB lighting setups, hence the Royalty RGB. And honestly, they really helped us out. They really helped us out with kind of growing our Instagrams.
And not in a follow kind of way, in this whole...
Not for a follow kind of way, but actually having like a genuine group of people who all support each other and give each other like positive or negative, like basically constructive criticism on what we could be doing better with our posts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And basically genuine our community who are trying to help you grow your content, because they know that if they help you grow your content, that it helps to grow their community. And
it's not even fully about Twitch. This is a recent thing, right, where we've had the stream team. It was like All Instagram, and so suddenly it's like, oh, a lot of us do Twitch, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got the stream team going.
Yeah, exactly. And they are going to be, I think they are going to be, if they're not already, getting a mention with IGN, because the community, they've just trademarked the logo, which is fantastic. Yes. So like, Royal RGB is now a trademark. They're going to be having an article with IGN, and they really are an amazing, growing. And they're becoming increasingly popular community. And the reason why I talked about people coming in and then leaving is I don't spend nearly enough time in there. They've got a Discord, basically. Their entire platform is based around Discord. And I don't spend nearly enough time in there. So they've kind of, I feel bad. It's not intentional, but they've kind of helped me get somewhere with my content, and then I haven't really been devoting enough time and almost kind of like
giving it back as much.
Kind of, I haven't given back nearly as much as they've given to me, and I apologize for that. But honestly, I want to in these podcasts really talk about how great they are, because while I may not be in there and doing what I can, and I am part of the stream team and you're part of the stream team, and I probably don't even really partake, I don't think my stream even really mentions them that much. I want to start doing more for them, and in the podcasts I definitely want to at least once per podcast I want to talk about Royalty RGB. So if you're into gaming setups or just gaming in general, or like streaming, things like that, I would honestly highly recommend Instagram, all that stuff. I would highly recommend searching on Instagram for Royalty RGB. I think it's royalty.rgb, I think. Royalty.rgb on Instagram, or if you want to search for the stream team, it's Royalty RGB. It's going to be the same on everything. They have
On mine or Drew's Instagram, so Ask Us a Lot, or Drew Avand, we've got links to the Royalty RGB page.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you're looking to get your content somewhere and it's gaming oriented content, I would highly recommend joining their Discord, getting to know people, because we've made some great friends. While I say I'm not in the Discord as much, and Aztec said he's not in the Discord as much, we have got like a sort of group of friends that we've become really close with through Royalty RGB.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw it out there. Wanted to give a really big 100%. Shout out to Royalty RGB. They're an amazing community. Yeah. And the guys who run it are all really nice, down-to-earth guys. Fantastic people.
If you enjoy myself and Drew, and you're into gaming or just tech, doesn't even have to be gaming, like tech, computer tech and things like that, then you'll enjoy Royalty RGB.
And if you're watching on YouTube or anything like that, I'll pop links down to the Discord, etc., and their Instagram and everything down in the comment section. I don't know if I can do it on other platforms like Spotify or iTunes. I don't know if I can do it on those things, but if I can, I will. Likewise, the links to our socials as well will be on there.
Mm-hmm.
I've just realized that when we were talking about our streaming, we didn't talk about our schedules, which neither of us actually have one. So that's probably a good thing to say.
during lockdown, we both had a regular schedule because we had all this time. Now I'm on shifts. My shifts can change every week.
Yeah.
Right now they're on my days off, and that's if I've got time in between the days off. So mine are a bit far in between. But I do try and let people know on Instagram and things like that. I know, Drew, you've got a bit more of a regular.
Yeah.
A bit more of a regular timing than I do.
Yeah, yeah. Normally just Saturdays and Sundays at the moment. The weekdays depends on how tired I am from work. So, yeah.
So we're hoping to get that squared away in the future. But right now we're just streaming. Obviously, I'm streaming more for fun because I enjoy it. It's a really good hobby that I really much, very much enjoy. Drew's trying to get a bit further with his, a bit sooner than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously has things a bit more squared away than I do. But our schedules... Have a look at our channels, subscribe to them if you want to, not subscribe, follow them if you want to.
Subscribe for YouTube, yeah.
Bells, you know, look
click
for
bells.
Notifications, things like that.
Yep, just click some bells. Click some bells,
whatever
y'all.
Whatever it is, you can
just go to Amazon, buy some bells and click them. Click those bells.
To get notifications about us, you know, our Instagrams. If you're interested in us and do want to catch us live,
ding!
Follow us on our social medias.
That's the best
way I can put forward.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like that. And that includes Twitch. Whether you count that as a social media or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, do you know what we could actually do? Do you know when I said we need to promote our... On our own channels, we need to promote our joint channel for the podcast is...
Yeah.
Just do like a short 60-second highlight of the podcast, I think. That's probably a good one.
Yeah, I think so.
Showing things that we've talked about.
Yeah, if you give us... If we do a 60-second highlight as well, I can put that on TikTok.
Yes! TikTok, good old TikTok.
Game hour TikTok.
Yeah, we really need to get into the TikTok. Like it seems,
I'm getting into the
almost
TikTok.
So easy to gain reach, but at the same time, I'm just not making any content for it.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah,
so it's really weird TikTok. You've got to know what you're doing. But yeah, I'm up for doing a game hour TikTok, like a separate account.
Yeah.
Terrible cringeworthy videos, but that's fine.
Well, mine's no better, to be honest. Don't follow our TikToks yet, everybody. Wait until we make a joint one that's actually full of good content, I guess.
Well, I do have my TikTok, but I don't think you'll enjoy it as much as my other social media because it doesn't get as much attention. But yeah. That is the crack. And that sounds like an ending to me.
That sounds like an ending. We've still got, like...
I intended for it to be an
it
ending.
It didn't... No, I just kind of wanted to segue into Royalty RGB, but I kind of felt like we spiraled off to almost an ending, but I don't really know if I want it to end there, to be honest. I don't know. We've still
we've been
going for, like, 50 minutes recording, so...
Well, I've got half an hour.
You got... Well, I was going to say, like, I don't have much longer either work. Because I have a flat inspection shortly. Yeah. It's between 3 and 5, so... And I haven't actually quite tidied up yet, because my plan was to do it before the podcast, but then... Mm-hmm. I had a bath.
Yeah.
I got wet.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm not going to make that joke. We're trying to make this child. I know I've sworn.
He said A, but he's not going to make that joke.
We didn't have the conversation how family friendly we were going to make these.
Oh,
I've sworn in this one.
Yeah. I'm going to bleep them out for sure.
So I'm going to bleep those out. In the future, I'm obviously going to try my best not to. Do that. We didn't have that conversation, so I was just being myself. If you go to my streams and you expect child friendly, however, this is just a disclaimer. Not that I'm making like bad jokes or anything like bad like that. I tend to swear.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna.
I'm not. It's not like adult content. It's just I swear.
So yeah. If you're thinking about this.
Swearing, go and watch Drew.
If you're not bothered
by swearing. You're very welcome to come to my stream.
Yeah,
you're very welcome to come to my stream if you don't like swearing, but just know that there will be swearing.
Yeah, I was thinking about this before we started while we were preparing for the podcast. I'm going to mention it in there that my stream is family friendly and Connor's is not. But I forgot about that, so I'm glad you brought it up. So I try to keep things PG. I try to keep things PG, mainly because I want my own personal content to be reaching the wider audience. And plus, because it turned out that there were already kind of kids watching the streams, and I owed it to them not to teach them bad words. But our joint content, however, I think we can just both be ourselves, basically. So
I don't think swearing's bad for kids.
Okay, Okay, I mean, maybe that's all. Maybe it's probably not, but it's just my old-fashioned view.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. There's obviously times where you can and you can't swear, and kids often don't know the difference between that. So
yes,
teaching them later on, where they can decide accurately.
But
when
then who?
And
but then
they can't.
Yeah, but then you could also turn and say who decides that kids that words exactly they the man. No, but I mean, like, who decides? Obviously, you're saying that obviously you kids don't know when is the right time. But who decides what is a wrong time? Who decides that? Why is there a wrong time for swearing?
It's subjective, and it's...
Exactly. And it's people with my old-fashioned views that are preventing kids from swearing from a young age.
I get wrong at work for swearing. But I've sworn, not at customers, but in conversation with customers, only customers, you know, not every customer, only like, oh, a couple comes to the restaurant, I'm not going to be like, it's great.
Yeah.
But like, certain couples, like younger couples or younger people who are like, who are having a good rapport with them, or having a good bit of banter with, you know, like somebody asks you a question, you know, like, oh, you swear, but it just brings you closer to certain types of people because it's a bit more informal.
Yeah.
So it brings you that informal together. However, if you need to be formal, obviously you don't swear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where you need to know whether you need to be in a formal or an informal.
Yeah.
And my channel is informal. If you're not bothered about your kids listening to swear words, cool. If you are bothered, then cool. It's up to you as the parent, or it's up to you as a young adult to decide whether you want to see that or hear that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's my view. I mean, I've always sworn since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I'm from Newcastle. You know, I've been military and all sorts, so it's like swearing is kind of very much part of my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. However, there are places obviously where I know I don't swear.
Yeah. So. I'm thinking that we could potentially stream this onto... Maybe. I don't know. What? I might wait. Okay. I haven't even checked to see what kind of a resolution this video is in. I haven't done any of this prep before we started.
Okay. This is the pilot episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Pilot episode of the Game Hour podcast. Yeah.
We came here today. We didn't have a plan. We didn't have bullet points for what to talk to. We didn't have a layout. We didn't have sections.
Nope.
We don't have like a random section. We don't have like a political section. We've literally just turned up, talked about stuff.
Yes.
And then,
hey, do I have to be PG? Remember,
this
buddy.
This is where we are. No, that's right. This is where we are. It's good to make an effort. This is where we are right now. So, in the future, you might find that they are a bit more structured.
Maybe one thing, just before we wrap up, because we've managed to fill that time out quite nicely, is the reason we came up with the term Game Hour was some people will probably see it and think it's Game Hour, but it's Game Hour. And the reason being, if you know anything about, which you probably a lot of people out there who might listen probably don't, Newcastle, well, the Northeast, like Newcastle, Sunderland, have their slang, their twangs of their accent. So Game Hour is basically kind of like a slang for game over, because hour often gets pronounced hour instead of over. Like, are you coming hour rather than are you coming over, stuff like that. So we thought, we're both from the northeast of England.
What are you doing hour there, man?
What are you doing hour there, man? We're both from the northeast of England, so we thought it would be a really, really cool idea, because I don't think anybody out there's ever called anything Game Hour, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So we thought,
there's a lot of those.
Game over, there's a lot, but there's no Game Hour. Exactly. So we are Game Hour, O-W-A, we're Game Hour, because, you know, we're being funny, we're being hilarious, we're putting a northeastern twang
we came up with this on the walk back from work once.
Yeah, because the other one that I came up with was...
I can't remember who came up with it, one of us said Game Hour.
It was me. It was me.
I legit can't remember.
I remember exactly where we were when we came up with it, because beforehand I thought, oh, we could be called Home and Away.
Yeah, and I was like,
"Home and Away, are you nah." And I was like, "All right, okay." And then I was like,
"Australian drama.
I think exactly, yeah." So then we went a little bit further on, and I eventually came up with a Game Hour, which I designed a logo as well. I need to finish that now. Apparently, for doing podcasts for Game Hour, so
but we all know it's Drew's designed a logo.
I thought I said I designed a logo.
I'm pretty sure
you
said we designed a logo, like the word. I thought is, I said, like we say. Maybe I misheard it, but
okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. Aztec's acting kind of sus, if you ask me.
Chuck us with the airlock.
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. It's obviously going to vary.
I enjoyed making it.
Oh, me too, me too. Yeah. Me and Aztec don't really get a lot of chances to kind of sit and chat anymore with our work schedules. And other life goings-ons. Mm-hmm. Goings-ons.
Can't even come over and watch movies. And-
yeah, because of the pandemic, COVID-19, 2020. We can't even actually hang out in the same environment. I wouldn't even say rooms, but can't even go to the pub or anything together. So
I don't even know if we're allowed to meet up outside anymore. I don't think we are.
I don't think we are. I think our government really have no idea.
We're only tier two, so I'm pretty sure you can meet outside.
No, I think
up to six.
I really don't know.
Or is it the same household?
The problem is that the guidelines are so all over the place that I'm literally just going to go, I don't know what's happening, so I'm just going to do the absolute most I can do and just stay away from everybody that I can.
I mean,
because
to be fair,
I honestly don't know what I'm doing.
I think we could meet outside wearing masks.
Yeah.
And think, you know, we're responsible people.
Yeah.
We could go, we could meet outside. I reckon we could quite nicely and happily meet outside.
Mm-hmm.
At Monument, for example. Get a takeaway, a cup of coffee, and chat if we wanted to.
Probably.
Have our masks on and, you know, not hug each other, not shake hands, you know.
Yeah. Probably.
I think we could do that as responsible adults who know the risks and know each other.
Yeah.
As to be responsible, I think.
I guess.
I've always said a lot of the rules are for stupid people who need rules to follow. otherwise they f*** everything up, right? For people like
the UK is full of stupid people.
Oatmeal's full of crispy people.
If you guys don't know what that reference to, it's Fable 2?
No, it's the first Fable.
There are some Geordie characters inside Fable, and Connor did a stream where he came across said Geordie people, and they were absolutely savage with each other, talking to each other.
I was crying. There's a clip on my Twitch.
Yeah, go check that out. Honestly, he was crying with laughter. It's like Geordie's just like,
even when you just mentioned that,
full of crispy people. Your town's full of stupid people.
I'm glad Oakvale burned down.
Yeah.
And the one he says is, better run back. Oakvale might be on fire again.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up there, guys. So we're going to have a slight pause while the music plays us out. And well, hopefully you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you in the next podcast. Obviously, it's going to vary, vary from podcast to podcast what we talk about. But hopefully
we'll
find it entertaining anyway. Yeah.
If you've got feedback, put it in comments wherever you can, man.
Yes.
We'd
obviously
love
give
to know how to improve.
I think on iTunes you can review. So Aztec. Yeah. Sorry, I've gone by his real name.
Oh my god.
not his handle.
Bleep it out.
Not his handle. I am going to bleep it out. Not by his handle, Aztec. Anyway, as Aztec said, please give us some feedback on what you think we could do to improve, but also as well what you might want to hear us talk about. So that would be great.
Things to talk about. Whether you enjoyed this one.
Yeah, and we'll catch you in the next one. Music, play us out.